The long tentacles of the government shutdown are reaching especially deep into food and agriculture. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer has this roundup of what's happening and what's not.
U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency offices were closed for weeks. Now, Secretary Sonny Perdue has announced there will be limited openings over 3 days to process high-priority needs, like loan checks and tax documents. The window may allow some farmers to finish applying for the money the government is offering to offset lost income from the trade war. Aaron Lehman grows soybeans in central Iowa, so he's eligible for a payment, but he says the delay caused by the shutdown dealt farmers yet another setback during difficult financial times.
We're trying to find ways to make ends meet as best we can, and having USDA offices shut at this time is the timing is really bad.
USDA has also said farmers can skip some loan payments until the shutdown ends. That's good news as they calculate how much they can afford to spend on spring planting and whether it's time to grow or reduce a livestock herd. They typically rely on free price and inventory data that USDA collects and shares, but many of those reports aren't being published.
This lack of information adds uncertainty and volatility to the markets.
Lee Schultz is a livestock economist at Iowa State University.
And so what that means is that while markets react to that information, those reports that came out on a very timely basis, now you're more likely to see markets react to the news of something.
Schultz says news of livestock sales or deliveries of crop exports could be helpful or inaccurate. More significantly, it won't simultaneously be available to everyone. He says that creates an opportunity for private data analysis companies to fill in some of the gaps for farmers who can afford their services. Also delayed, much of the massive farm bill President Donald Trump signed 2 days before the shutdown began. Alan Birga of the National Milk Producers Federation says it will improve the support program for dairy farmers eventually.
Right before the shutdown, something happened that we were really excited about, and until the shutdown is over, that's all on hold.
Not on hold? Food safety inspections. USDA is responsible for meatpacking plants and other meat inspections, and those have gone on uninterrupted. The Food and Drug Administration, which handles most other food inspections, had some hiccups, but says high-risk inspections are back on track. Most USDA research is halted. The E-Verify program for ensuring job applicants are eligible to work in this country is down. That's not under the USDA's purview, but it is essential for farmers hiring seasonal workers. One of the biggest programs within the USDA is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The government has arranged to provide the food benefits through February. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says that still leaves plenty of people vulnerable.
We better start thinking about March the 1st, 42 million people not getting food stamps.
Because, he says, if people go 3 days without being able to feed their children, things could get rowdy.
There's a lot of truth to the fact that a country could possibly be only 9 meals away from a revolution.
Half gallons of milk.
A worker at the Food Bank of Lincoln in Nebraska points to crates in the large walk-in cooler. He's also got packages of grapes and boxes of watermelons.
From a trade mitigation program there was some extra funds.
There's even catfish in the freezer. Food Bank Director Scott Young welcomes the influx that's come during the shutdown.
This might be the most timely avalanche of commodities ever, need is liable to spike pretty dramatically here if this thing goes on very much longer.
Young says his staff has already helped unpaid FBI and other federal workers apply for SNAP benefits. And he has a message for the rest. Food is available. Come and get some before you reach a crisis point. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.